Well, there's not a ton of suspense for today's address because so much has already been rolled out. What has the governor already announced heading into today's State of the State?
Well, there will be some new things, but it's hard to believe because for the last week, he's announced like a couple of new things a day, including this $1.5 billion economic development fund for upstate, which people are kind of calling the Hunger Games because upstate cities will all have to compete for the money. He's proposed raising the minimum wage to $10.50 an hour, $11.50 for New York City, $1.3 billion for the Thruway and the building of the Tappan Zee Bridge, which would mean that there wouldn't be toll hikes for now, $1 billion for broadband for rural areas, the issue of youth imprisonment, no longer treat 16 and 17-year-olds as adults and build some special youth detention centers for them, a college loan subsidy, small business tax cuts. You get the idea. There's all kinds of proposals all over the place. And a very ambitious start to the governor's second term. He was quite quiet during the elections, except for when the Working Families Party pressed him on some of the more liberal progressive issues. He tried to just be very low-key, and he's really right out of the box now in mid-January with all sorts of ideas.
Today also represents the budget address. We're seeing two important speeches rolled into one. What are your expectations for that portion of today's announcements?
Yeah, the numbers are always the part that you have to study. The governor's promised that he's going to continue to keep spending limited to growth at 2% a year, yet he's expected to increase some money for education and for health care. So what will he be cutting? And also, how much policy initiatives will he embed into the budget, which makes it harder for the legislature to reject because they need to accept the budget by the end of March or the state shuts down. So it'd be interesting to see what sort of policy changes he wants to put in the budget to sort of force them to agree. And the two main areas that he hasn't addressed but just hinted at are education. He's essentially going to war with the teachers. He said he wants to break the education monopoly. He doesn't like the current teacher evaluations. He says too many teachers look good on them and there aren't that many good teachers, according to him. Will he expand the cap on charter schools? And will he try to take some power away from the State Board of Regents and get more control over education? Because the governor in New York State doesn't really control education. It's the Board of Regents, which is appointed by the legislature. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does in that, that he sort of saved that for last, as well as criminal justice reforms that he's also going to be announcing today, or at least perhaps announcing a commission that will change some things about the grand jury process, things like that.
One subject that a lot of activists had circled on their calendar for today was fracking, but he kind of took the wind out of the sails of a lot of the fracking activists in mid-December when the state announced that it would go ahead with a ban on the process.
That's right, by actually saying there's not going to be any fracking, so there's nothing to protest. I don't know if it will be the same without thousands and thousands of people outside the State of the State protesting. Though there is a, well, not a protest, I guess it's a rally in celebration to thank the governor for banning fracking in New York State. I'm not sure how if as many people will show up for that as the anti-fracking, but the people who were planning to come, they're trying to turn it into a celebration to thank the governor for banning fracking.
Today also obviously kicks off the budget negotiations, which I guess will have kind of a different look this year. We're not clear if Senate Independent Democratic Conference former co-leader Jeff Klein will be part of the negotiations. So what do you expect that process to look like over the next couple of weeks and months?
Well, the Republicans are going to have a lot more power because they won the majority fair and square. The Independent Democratic Conference that you mentioned is not going to have as much power. They're not going to be co-leaders anymore. And I think that's why we might see the governor putting as many policy changes as he can into the budget, because there's going to be things that he proposes, like the minimum wage increase, that Senate Republicans don't want. And he wants to make it harder for them to say no. So I think we're going to go back to the three men in a room scenario: Senator Skelos, the Republican leader, Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, and Governor Cuomo.
Well, it's our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt. Thank you, as always, for your hard work and taking some time for us on the big day.
Thank you.